December 12th, 2012, the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe, the 3 p.m. service. Blessed Mother is here as Our Lady of Guadalupe and says, Praise be to Jesus. My dear little children, today I am with you, just as I was with Juanito on Mount Tepeyac. I am holding you in the crossing of my arms, in every sorrow, in every challenge, and in every victory. You are deep in the folds of my mantle, and safe within the refuge of my heart. Dear children, you must realize that your country has placed itself in great peril for the sake of allowing the government to make moral decisions for its citizenry. Morality has been determined by God's Ten Commandments and cannot, must not, be redefined. This same presumption of power over and above God's law has taken place all over the world. The Lord, in His generous, merciful love, awaits mankind's conversion of heart and reconciliation with the truth. Many mistakenly view God's patience as His indifference, even tacit approval. This is a grave error. Dear children, the nations that will heed my warning will not suffer catastrophe and will not fall to ruin, but you must adhere to God's plan and His blueprint for salvation, which is His Ten Commandments. Suffering is in the world by way of God's justice, but you have not experienced the full weight of His justice yet. The angels of all the aborted babies plead before the throne of God that all nations would feel compelled to choose God's will before it is too late. Dear children, pray that all people and every nation believes my words of warning to you today. You have much to gain by listening and believing. You have much to lose by doubting and refusing to listen. Remember, not to choose is to choose. Dear children, I can offer you the grace to be reconciled with God from moment to moment, but you must choose to act upon it. In every present moment, you either strengthen righteousness or empower evil. It is grace that places the desire in your heart for peace. But true peace can only come to you when you make peace with God by abandoning all iniquity. Embrace God's commandments by embracing holy love, which is the embodiment of all His commandments. This is the only way to change the course of human events which are about to unfold at the cost of lives and souls. Dear children, I have spoken many warnings to you over the years. This is my most urgent, most dire warning. Today, I am extending to you my blessing of holy love.